Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Stupid. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0-855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do, whether you believe it or not, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you hang out with us here. And you know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. It's not as easy as just listening. We want to know what you have to say. 855-0-855-732-5562, or you just head up to the website. There's a lot of chat room there. There's chat rooms, I guess, on the Facebook pages. Wherever you get it, it's fine by me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me after the break. The Democrats seem to have new red meat, and the new SCOTUS nominee is a Catholic. Oh, my God. Can't have that. Now, look, I don't care what you feel about religion or religious groups. I was wondering, doesn't everybody get fair treatment? Isn't it interesting how far from God we have strayed, if you would, in this country? Now, look, I know I have atheists that listen to the show, and you know, I've got friends that don't believe in God. That's cool. It's, you know, you're right. Isn't it great we're in a country where we don't force you to believe in something? And the words don't mean anything. If they don't mean anything to you, they don't mean, like, you know, one nation under God. Oh, my God, I'm so offended. Why? You don't believe in God. So if it's one nation under God, and you don't believe in God, then it actually holds no meaning, right? Absolutely none. And, okay. Let's see what we can do to fix that. All right, there you go. So, Dr. Bridget Melson is coming, because here's what I don't understand. I do not understand some of my friends, who I always felt were very level-headed, level-thinking people. And now you have a Supreme Court justice that, you know, has very strong religious values. And somehow that's bad. Now, what I think is really funny, more than anything, what I think is funny is how they believe that religion... Now, again, I can get all spiritual on you if you want. I believe religion is a term that's totally different. Some Christians, they have relationships. They don't believe in religion. You know, but religion is a secular term. I get that. But most Christians who really believe in what they believe in, they're not religious people. They're God people. Right? They believe that God is alive and active in their lives and has great things planned for them, and they're going to step out and they're going to help the community. Remember, they're not there to help themselves. They're going to help the community. They're going to help the place they live in. And helping doesn't mean you agree with people and give them what they want. I always found that amazing. You know, there's a chapter in my book. Did I tell you I wrote a book? Yeah, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on Amazon. If you want a signed copy of one, just let me know. But, you know, there's a chapter in the book, and it says, you know, according to the left, I hate my kids. And the reason I named it that was because at the time, and still today, the way the left sees it is if you're not giving your kids what they want, if you're not keeping your kids from feeling bad, then you don't like your kids. You don't love your kids. That's not true. Your kids are going to... When you're not around someday... When you're long gone, your worm food, Your kids are going to be alone by themselves. They're going to have to deal with adversity where mommy and daddy can't run in and throw a blanket on them and save their butts. So why not have them deal with it at 12, 14, 16, when they're home, when you can step back and watch and grab just before they walk off the edge of the cliff? Let them work through it. Let them understand it. Let them understand what it's like to have a quiver in your stomach, to be petrified. Do you know, I can pull this up. Some of you may not know this, but I am a licensed commercial helicopter pilot. Haven't used it in years. Don't do it anymore. When I was learning how to fly, and I was flying with my instructor, when I got comfortable, what he would do with me as we were flying along is he would do some crazy stuff. Craziest thing he ever did was shut the engine off. Now, helicopters don't drop like rocks. There's ways to glide them in and land them properly. But what he would do is he'd pull a fuel pump. He'd do things that would cause an emergency moment. Two things happened over a period of time. Every time I got in a darn helicopter with him, I would pucker because I knew he was going to do something to me. The thing was, though, after I got, you know, I will tell you, one time we're flying along, he cuts the engine, folds his arms, I'm panicking, says, "So we're going to die?" Cool as a cucumber. And I figured it out. Obviously, we didn't die. I'm here. But anyway, long and short of all that is, when you jump in the minute there's an issue with your kids, when you don't allow them to go through adversity, it doesn't help them. After a while, not years, after a couple of months, I didn't get nervous getting in there with him anymore. When he would pull a fuse so my fuel pump would go, I would look at him and smile, and I would get through it. I didn't get that anxiety. I didn't get that freak out anymore. When you covered for your kids when they were teenagers, when you covered for your kids all the time, they didn't go through adversity later on in life, when you're not there to save their butts, it's going to be a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Because they're not going to know how to deal. They're not going to know how to cope. And Dr. B will tell you when she comes on, the biggest problems that our kids have, they don't know how to cope. If mommy and daddy aren't there, they don't know how to cope. I used to call them speed bump kids. In our day, my dad used to say, you know, you run up on a wall, you go through it. You go around it. You go over it. You do what you got to do, you get through the wall. Do not let the wall stop you. Our kids today, they come up on a speed bump. They have to stop. They have to look away from their smartphone, look back for mom and say, what do I do now? All right. Dr. B can correct me on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that, just the time that you're waiting, the time that you love it to hang out until we get on. And I really do appreciate it. I love some of the positive information you're sending my way. And again, please, be involved, be engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But let me welcome her on, because I told you I was going to have her analyze me here, because I know I've lost it. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. So we're discussing the crazy issues of the day. She has an MS in counseling psychology and with an emphasis on neuropsychology. You're going to have to write this in plain English one day so I can actually say it without a problem.
I can't even write that. I don't even know that.
Joe Messina, your host again. Always a pleasure. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Hey, happy to be here. And there is no analyzing you. That is your wife's strong.
Give me this hope. How are you saying there's no hope?
No, there's hope. Just no analyzing. I remember I didn't get picked for jury duty once. Thank Jesus. But because the judge said, I love you. You seem fun. I love your credentials. But I don't want you to sit there in the audience and analyze me. I wouldn't be worried about, you know, the plaintiff or whatever, the defendant or the plaintiff, whatever it is. But I just feel really bad. I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
Hi.
I never thought of that. That actually is kind of funny. The judge didn't want you looking at him going, wow, he's whacked.
Yeah, and the defense attorney did not want me, but the prosecuting definitely did. So
that's hilarious. I love it.
Bye-bye. I went.
God bless. All right, so one of the things I was asking you off air, because it's just a puzzlement to me how it's almost like everybody jumps on the bandwagon. I was joking about it earlier. I said it's like throwing it, you know, a 3-pound fresh-cut raw piece of beef into a piranha tank. And they are all over the new SCOTUS pick. You know, she's too religious. She's this. She's that. How dare she, adopt two black kids? It can't be just hate. This is like a disease. It's almost like they can't help themselves.
Yeah, yes. And I love... You know what you said, it can't be political, and it's not political. And how we've proven that is we've had conservatives go campus to campus on colleges and in businesses and in malls asking questions without the people knowing what side of the coin, you know, which president
right.
said what.
Yep.
And you just, right, you mix it up. Obama said da-da-da. What do you think? Oh, totally for it. Well, actually, President Trump said it. Oh, you know, so it that just shows you it's not really completely political. To me, it's just a mentality. It is almost like contempt that we talked about, the psychology of contempt and hate last week. Y'all should go listen to that and kind of piggybacking on that.
Who's y'all?
Y'all.
Is that
y'all listening? Isn't everybody in Texas listening right now?
Oh.
So, you know, and then you look at the women. I'm looking at some of the women around me that are more liberal. And I even when I worked with Sarah Palin, you know, when she was running for vice president with McCain, and I sat down with her a few times, and the hate she got. And here I am. I'm like, she's running for vice president as a woman. Like, now should be all over that. And I remember the vice president of now actually left the organization to come speak at her rallies because she said somebody has to stand up, politics aside. And I appreciated that. But she was very alone, and she got kind of ostracized because of it. And right there, same thing. Why? It's literally like you chum the sharks.
Yeah.
And boom, here they come. And it's like there's calm down. This is a great thing. This woman stands for life and the nuclear family and God.
Dr. B, those are such old-fashioned white misogynist terms.
White. Yes, because Jesus was white. It's very white.
We're now 2020. You've got to get with the program. Come on. Women have been held down too long.
Look at the program. That's the problem. Look at the United States right now. That this is because people wanted to throw that exact foundation out. And here we are. And I just think it's a travesty. And I'm just so proud to have a strong woman that actually has a relationship with her God and her family. And, of course, being a mom myself who's adopted two lovely children, I applaud her for doing that as well. And, oh, my goodness, and I have seen the hate for her adopting, number one, someone on my Facebook page, and I will not say their name, but said, oh, okay, so just because she purchased two black kids, all of a sudden we're supposed to like her.
Well,
what?
What's her name? Jolene? What's her name? Angelina Jolene, right?
Angelina Jolie, yeah.
Wasn't she known, like, she ran around the world buying kids, right? She was adopting kids everywhere.
Buying kids. And, well, buy them.
Look at, come on.
There are fees.
Okay, but can we talk here, right?
Can we talk?
Yeah. We have thousands, tens of thousands of orphans in this country that could be adopted. You do, and again, I am sorry. I'm not trying to say I don't care about those Chinese kids or the Africans. That's not what I mean by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But look, you know, if kids are kids and your heart's for kids, we have tens of thousands of kids that here. We have 2 million parents every year looking, waiting to adopt. Is anybody home? Why don't we help them adopt? Wouldn't that be great?
You know, and to add on that, I agree. Ours were a domestic adoption. We adopted two lovely children that their birth mothers chose life for them in California. Thank
Amen.
You, Kelly and Crystal. You know, I love you. And I will tell you that, oh gosh, must have been about 4 or 5 months ago, I was on a White House call, and President Trump actually signed an EO to make it easier for people to adopt domestically, older kids especially, you know, so before they age out. He's allowing the money, the funds to be there, and he's allowing the process to go much faster. So to that, absolutely, I'm all for that. So if anybody wants to adopt, go get certified.
I love these people say, oh, God, I love these kids. My heart goes out to these kids. We need to find, okay, well, that's great, and I'm glad you want to do that, okay? But there are kids. Look, I'm going to get in trouble for this, so I can say it anyway. So, locally where I live, there's a bunch of churches. And these churches, they raise this money. They have these fundraisers. God bless them for wanting to do something. And then what do? They go down to Mexico, right? They sell like 15 trips down to Mexico to feed kids and help kids. We've got a couple of hundred kids in my town that are homeless, sleeping under bridges. You know what? Save the airfare. How about we save them first? All right, never mind. Let me breathe during the break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
1 in 3 parents does not intend to have their child vaccinated for the flu this season, according to a new poll, despite the potential threat of a second wave of COVID-19. Health officials have increasingly emphasized the importance of vaccinations this year, in part to limit stress on the healthcare system during the coronavirus pandemic. If the flu is not controlled, hospitals could become overwhelmed by dealing with both. Despite this, 32% of parents say their child is unlikely to get a flu vaccine, according to the recent national poll on children's health. Many of the parents say they are worried about the side effects of the flu vaccine, and meanwhile, other parents believe the flu vaccine is not necessary or effective. As early as April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began encouraging all Americans to consider getting a flu shot immediately. And if you're unvaccinated, it'll be tough to tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
we are back.
Like the fellow.
According to a recent poll,
ain't that a kick in
only one, or I should say, 1 in every 3 people polled said that they would not allow their kids to have the vaccine. And I would tend to agree with them. But you know what? I'm not a doctor. I have no clue. Although I'm not into vaccines, I've had too many friends that have been. I truly have a lot of friends that have been affected by a vaccine one way or the other, and usually pretty soon after they got it. So it's not a guess. It's a reality. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She joins me every week. I love kicking off the week with her and getting a feel for what's going on out there and truly the mental dementia of a certain group of people out there. Doctor, thanks for joining me.
Which people are you talking about?
Look, if I have to spell it out, I'll probably spell it wrong to begin with, but we know what I'm talking about.
So. D-E-M-O-N. No.
Oh, God. I've been calling it demomentia. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to call it, because you, when you see
dementia.
Yeah.
Dementia.
See?
There you go.
When you see the hypocrisy of what they're calling out as being bad, and it's the same stuff that they did 3 years ago. I mean, almost to the letter. This is a sickness. It's just a sickness, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it really truly is a mentality. You know, I used to call it a mental health issue, but then that totally, you know, puts down everybody with, you know, depression and anxiety. So, yeah, and then you say dementia, and then we're like, well, gosh, that's earned, you know. That's a lot of hard work. And then your brain kind of, so I don't, it is a mentality. It just, that's all I can, it's spiritual blindness, and it's, it's a mentality. It's a mentality of hate. It's a mentality of victimhood. And it's a mentality of contempt. And it's a heart and soul matter over a mind matter.
You know, I just did, I should have called you first. I'm switching gears on you, by the way. I just did a talk on abortion.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I shock a lot of my Christian friends when I say, now, you let me finish before you yell at me. I say, look, I'm pro-choice because God's pro-choice. God allows us to love, to hate, to to kill, to give life. He allows us to do these things. Otherwise, there'd be zaps, there'd be little piles of dust all over the place where he zapped us before we did something wrong. This is not an issue of the law. This is not an issue of whether abortion is right or wrong, killing or not killing. This is an issue of the heart. This is an issue of pride where we don't know who we are, what our value is, where we stand with God. Because once we got that squared, there'd be no way you could have an abortion. So I may not have hit it at 100%, but you know where I'm going with that.
That's
this is not
great.
Following the law. That didn't work. That didn't work in the Old Testament.
Mm-mm.
Right? It's an issue of the heart, is it not?
It is an issue of the heart. And to me, legalizing it is kind of like handing condoms out in junior high.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay.
You, right? No, seriously. Yeah. It's
I know.
It's. I just got done. I'm starting to watch 90210 just to go back to see it.
Really?
And this is after. Well, so
you must be bored.
Get this. Yes. Well, it's, I don't watch it all the time, but I watched the whole Brady Bunch series, right? And how sweet.
Okay,
and
good for you.
It was great. I loved how they parent. I really did. We even implemented some of the things that the Bradys did, and it works really well. And then watching 90210, right, the 90s, you know, you got the 70s parenting and then jump over to the 90s, and it's like, whoa,
I know.
You do what? It's like everybody's sleeping with everybody, everybody's passing out condoms, and it's just they're all miserable, right? It's like, mm-hmm. And now even in real life, you know, Luke Perry's dead, Shannon Doherty's dying of, you know, cancer. It's not that those are issues, but they've all had issues, you know, with addiction, and it just, it blows my mind. So, yeah, with the abortion, legalizing it, It is not the answer. You know, people are going to find a way to sin and find a way to mm-hmm. get rid of their sin any way they can. And I just think life is precious, and it's not something to legalize. I'm almost getting to the point that anything God, Christian, even marriage, right? Keep it in the church at this point. You know, they're making such a mockery of it. In Galatians 6:7, it's pretty clear that God will not be mocked. So there you have it.
When let me ask you. I love Paul. I love,
go on
I
on
love getting you wound up. I mean, so again, you know, let's come back to what you said. You were talking about 90210, and you know they had addictions, and some of them beat the addictions. And look, they turned out. I mean, it's almost like they glorify and create an expectation that you're going to be addicted. You're just going to get into drugs. There's not much you can do about it. But look, you'll go through this stuff. And look, they're all still friends. They came out of it on the other end. I mean, seriously. Is that kind of what it's doing?
Yeah, I just think all these shows glorify it. You know, I've always been such a strong Christian with strong values that, you know, I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked. I never really drank. You know, my husband and I waited till we got married. So we were very... you know, to the line there, not saying that people who don't, you know, there's nothing that's fine. Just circle back around. But, you know, having...
There's always forgiveness, right?
Always,
once you get
always,
it right,
and grace.
Always
absolutely, 100%, 100%. Yeah. We, you know, we sin and fall short of the glory of God every single day. Yeah, glorifying it, putting it out there. You know, even Three's Company. I don't know if you guys remember that show. That's the 70s. So that was the whole living together thing. So, yeah, each decade I'm kind of enjoying psychologically watching, you know, what we put out there. I think the 60s definitely had society do a 180. You know, all kinds of things were going on then. But, yeah, society definitely affects how our kids are going to view reality and view life. And that's why I keep saying to parents, watch what they're putting in their minds. And it's okay to watch some of these things. Definitely not this Cuties on Netflix. You don't need to watch that. even 13 Reasons Why, I'm okay. You know, 15, 16 and up, if you watch with them, because that's a heavy topic. So just... I just need parents to be more involved. They need to know they're going to hear about abortion. They're going to hear about drugs and drinking and vaping. Thank goodness vaping's dying down, but suicide, all of that. But parents have to be involved. You can't put them in front of the screen.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You gotta kind of clarify that, because I remember in the 70s, you know, that wonderful time, we used to hear all the time, you know, my mom bought me cigarettes. Why? Because you're going to go out and smoke anyway, so I'd rather you have you smoke at the house. If you're going to go out drinking with your buddies on Friday night, bring them over here. I'll buy the beer. I'd rather have you here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going a tad too far, don't you think?
It's a little too far. Yes. Okay. For sure.
Want to make sure we're the same page. Because,
No. We don't just lock everything, our kids up in a closet until they're, but we definitely, talk about it, especially when it's in the news or if things are on, a TV show or a movie. We'll all be watching a movie and all of a sudden, pa-zoom, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, okay, hit the pause and we'll talk about it. But I think, having a big party. And you know what? I will tell you, when I worked in the Bay Area in private practice, the majority of the kids I saw, the teens I saw, were college juniors right around then. And they had been raised in a family where they could party every weekend. All the kids went to the house, and the parents literally provided pot and drinking and vaping or alcohol. And here they are, juniors. Parents are like, get ready. You're going to be on your own. And they were a mess. There were addicts. There was one that was pregnant. There was one that, was addicted to cigarettes. So it's just like, that doesn't work. I've never had a client or even worked with a teen or taught a teen where it was good that they were just exposed to all of this. Here's some condoms. Have fun. It's just, it gives permission. It really does. And I'm sure I'll get lots of haters and lots of emails and messages, but you have to have a foundation, and it has to be a moral foundation. It has to be consistent, and you have to let them know what your views are and kind of the consequences. And I don't know.
I've got people texting me while you're talking, too.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you've got the same. No, I mean.
Yeah, I'm getting messages.
It's kind of like.
Lock them up.
We've had this discussion a million times. And it's like, stop being your kid's friend. First of all, Joe's humble opinion. If you're a 30-year-old mother and you want to be a friend to your 7-year-old, it's pretty sad. Okay, nobody wants a 7-year-old friend at 30. You got plenty of time to build up a friendship later on. Right now, they need guidance. They need consistency, as you said. They need values that are solid and rooted. And, a lot of parents don't, especially in today's world, my kid's depressed. My kid's having trouble with school. I don't want him to feel any worse than he already does. Well, let me tell you what. Consistency will make them feel safer, won't they? And you hear the music? I'm going to make you answer that inside the break, unless you hang up on me, but I don't think you will.
I'll think about it.
Okay, please do. It's always a pleasure.
Good answer.
We'll be back in a few minutes. And she better have a good answer or she won't win the prize. We'll be back.
I promise I do.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Spend your life. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our hearts.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, first and foremost, head up to the website. We can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. And look at Skip a Cup of Coffee. Send it to me. That's right. There's a donation button there. You can throw a few bucks our way. You know, Facebook and the rest of them and throttle us back to the point where, you know, there's no money coming in from those. They don't want us to have any money coming in. And I told you, we're making some changes to the show. As soon as the technical issues are worked out, I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be much easier for you to go to one place to get the show, to be able to talk to each other, you know, be on the chat room. I know you guys love being together and talking. I feel like there's the Waltons there every night. You know, you all know each other and it's great conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. All right. Let me just bring her back on again. I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me, as she does every week, to try to straighten us out, give us the right information we need to do the right thing with our kids. I'm hearing that being locked up to the person you love, apparently being locked up with them makes you want to start punching them around or something because you got domestic violence is up, child abuse is up. I mean, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. God.
All of a sudden,
well, you know.
All right, look. You don't have to answer that one because I actually was setting you up for something else. Coddling your kids doesn't help the depression. There's so many parents that are afraid to discipline their children right now, afraid to do anything that might send that child wherever, you know, off the deep end because they're showing signs of depression or what have you. It's really not the time to totally back off, is it?
It is not. I was just, I had a research study up that I really wanted to see, and I don't know where it went. Isn't that how it happened?
Like a lot of computers.
So, yes, love it, love it, love it. So, no, coddling your kid absolutely is not the way to go. And, you know, we talked about this. They need to build resiliency. And in order to do that, you've got to let them sit in it. You have to let them sit in their pain. You give instructions, you give their your expectations, and then if they fail, then you've got to hold it up. You've got to be somewhat consistent on that. You know, it doesn't mean you have to be consistent across the boards with every kid at every age. You know, I think there's room to break that up. But where you need to be consistent is in your consequences, in that there is a consequence, and that you do let them fail. They have to. They have to. Our kids hate that we do that, but we do, and it was tough the first few times, and then you just get used to it, and you see them come around. This is natural. Kids will turn the corner. They'll come back around. They'll learn to apologize. They'll learn to not do it again. They will never learn how to exist in this world if we don't let them fail. And wouldn't you want them to fail under your roof versus...
Agreed.
Out in the big world, I just don't understand. And even though I closed my practice and now I'm speaking and doing radio, it was the kids that never were allowed to fail that had no idea. And not only did they not know how to do life, these were suicidal kids. They thought it was the end of the world. And I'll tell you what went hand in hand with that as well. What were these parents that insisted on being best friends with their kids. It was too much. They were revealing financial matters. They were revealing personal matters. They were revealing sexual matters, marital matters to their kids. And so not only do they have this burden, that stops them. That delays their development, right? Because they're so worried about, it's called parentifying, and they're so worried about their parents, you know, mom or dad, whoever they're best buddies with. But the second thing it does is not allow them to develop into the kids, you know, excuse me, into the adults they need to be. So those are the two things I saw. So you're doing a disservice. They don't need any best friends. And this is what the kids told me. Teens always told me this. We're best friends. I'm like, do you like that? And they're like, not really. You know, they don't mind sharing everything with their parents, but they did not. They felt really awkward when their parents shared it back.
Like, well, see, yeah. Doctor, I always would tell the kids, look, there are things I don't need to know about. It's okay to have secrets from whatever you did in high school, as long as it wasn't illegal or what have you. I don't need to know everything you did. All right? That was like 15 years ago. I do not share everything I did with my kids because I, personal opinion, and sometimes I think what it does is it gives the kids that out that says, well, Dad, you did that, and you turned out okay. You know?
100%. 100%.
The biggest argument I used to have with my kids, you'll appreciate this. I never went to college. And it wasn't because I didn't want to. I mean, I had to take care of myself. So I never went to college. And we did okay over the years. You know. And so when I was telling them, you really should go to college. You really should, if this is your passion, go this way. Because in today's society, everybody wants a piece of paper. And they always throw it back on my face. They go, well, you didn't go to college. Look at where you're at. Oh, slap you in the head. But again, you don't have to tell your kids everything. It doesn't necessarily always help them, does it?
It does not. You need to tell them what is going to help them in the moment. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They will use it as an excuse. Absolutely. They, you know, if a problem comes up and they need help, you know, really desperate help going through it, it's okay to jump in and say, you know, either I know someone or I was in this position and this is what I did. But no, I disagree 100%. And there are a lot of parents I know that disagree with me sitting down and saying, oh, I used to smoke. It's a, you know, and I mean, don't do it. You know, it's a, don't. do that. Or, yeah, I had an addiction problem, but, you know, you should be okay. You didn't get grandpa's genes. And, absolutely not. That I'm against it 100%. They don't, and nor do they need to know everything you've gone through in all of your life. If it's going to help, if it's edifying, if it is to promote goodness and, yep. and happiness in their life, then tell them. But that's always the, if you always, you know, I get parents a lot, Dr. B, do I tell them A, B, or C? Well, is it going to help them in their situation? Or is it going to help you? Is this a selfish thing or a selfless thing? And once I say that, they know the answer. I don't even have to go on.
So. You know, it's and it's again for clarity. I will share with the kids, you know, where I grew up, the kind of stuff that I went through growing up, but saying, look, I didn't have to stay there. I chose to get out of that situation. I chose to make my life better.
Perfect.
And those
that's
kind of
a
things.
Lesson. Yeah, yes. That's a life lesson. That's yeah. that's they need. I do that all the time, and they're like, Mom, we know you grew up poor. You took 9 buses to school. We know. And there are earthquakes all the time. And I'm like,
you walk to school in the snow, uphill both ways, 12 miles.
That's right. In Southern California at the beach, lots of snow.
lots you know, snow. But I agree with you. And the kids today, you know, it's you can see the parents. You can see their hearts going out to them. And I tell you what, being on a school board and watching the administrators just, and I don't mean this in a negative way by any stretch, but tripping over each other to figure out what to do to help these kids. And I sometimes, my dad used to say, and he wasn't really disparaging college degrees, he'd say, some of these people are so book smart that they can't even start their own car. Mm-hmm. And I know what he meant by that. Yeah. And I'm seeing it happen now. They want to help these kids so bad. They're drawing from their education, but every one of them has got a different viewpoint, and they're all right in their mind, and yet we still have kids climbing in depression, climbing in thoughts of suicide and that kind of stuff. And parents just need to know, you know, you got a couple of minutes. Parents really need to know, look, if your kid's depressed, if he's having trouble or she's having trouble, coddling them, helping them, I don't even know what to do, but you've got to help them become stronger. Not say it's okay, because it's not okay to sit in that depression.
It's not. It's not. Life, you know, we know it's full of hard knocks. It really is. I don't care if you're educated or not. You know, I've been on both extremes. You know, I worked my butt off, and you know, people probably don't care. But really what it is that kids need is resilience. We need it more than ever. And there are, there are like 4 ways I can tell parents right now what they really need and how they can help their kids. So first of all, and it's all up to genetics, just so y'all know, if you're going to have a tendency toward anxiety or not. So, you know, don't put your kid out like in the middle of the night and teach them resilience if they're having a panic attack. There might be something there genetically. But one thing, they need your care and understanding. Joe and I are not saying do not care and, you know, don't try to understand your kids. But, and that gives them security. And just let them know, I'm sorry you're hurt. I'm disappointed in the way you handled that, but I love you. I'm here for you. The next thing they really need is the experience of solving problems. Okay, help their anxiety by helping them solve their own problems. And it doesn't mean just, again, putting them out there, brainstorm, talk to them about it, right? Think about, you know, what could we do? What's your plan? What is your first notion? And then help them with that. Help them with the puzzle pieces. And if it's not dangerous, let them try a few things on, a few solutions. Next, emotional regulation. Kids are going to be feeling extremely overwhelmed, especially with COVID and especially with all of this social media and all of these computers in front of their face, and it's going to affect their emotional regulation. So when they crumble, yes, you can be there to pick them up, but also talk them through it and teach them about emotional regulation.
That's a big deal, though. Talk them through it. Work with them.
Yes.
I don't know.
You got to do it. And the last one, develop grit. That's it. Let him have some grits.
What the heck? I thought grits was something you ate for breakfast. I don't know. Anyway, you texted, totally confused me. Joe was in your house. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll put a link up to Dr. B after the break. And look, next hour, it's all about me, people. We're going to talk about me. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.